The second time we went, we decided to explore the state a bit more, and we went down to Fort Myers to visit Sanibel and Captiva, a couple of tropical...
I know, yeah, certainly.
There's all the shells get washed up, millions of shells.
Yes, they do.
Kids. And there's a dolphin ride there. You can go out on a boat and meet...
It's not a dolphin ride, it's dolphins.
Yeah, go and see the dolphins on a, on a, you know, on,
no, you
on a pleasure cruise.
You make it, anyway, you make it sound like they're indigenous, like E.T. Yeah, and so, yeah, and the dolphin ride.
Yeah, we're waiting for the boat to come back from its first trip so we could get on to go on the second trip to go out and see the dolphins, and... my wife and kids are sitting in a bar just under the canopies there waiting there and having a drink, and I've decided to sit on the harbour wall side and dangle my feet in the water.
And?
A great big black shape come up from the depths, and I thought I was going to be dragged in. Anyway, I went back as white as a sheet. A flipping, I don't know what it was, killer whale or something. I was literally, she put a drink in me and I was shaking like a leaf.
And the barman
could hear me telling the family what had just happened. And he said it's the most gentle creature in the world. It wouldn't have done it. It was a big manatee to come up to the
surface. How does he know it was a manatee?
Because they live in the... I know
that's where they live, but...
There's actually a couple that actually live in that little particular harbour.
One minute. I said, Chris, just for a second. It's a manatee. 20-footer. 25. 3 tons of him. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll find him for $3, but I'll catch him, and I'll kill him for $10.